Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi, and I want you to listen closely to the message I'm bringing to you this hour. Today I want to talk to the believers and say, fear the Lord, ye his saints, as the word of God says in Psalm 34 from verse 9. He said, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no one to them that fear him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no one to them that fear him. That will be my message to you at this particular hour. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no one to them that fear him. And in verse 11 of it, he said, come, you children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. So what is the fear of the Lord? What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Now, what is the scripture saying here? See, this is how to fear God, in short. Actually, we that are believers, we also have to fear God. In one of my broadcasts, earlier broadcasts, I mentioned fearing God to the unbelievers and the persecutors of the believer of the Christians, and the false worshippers of some idols, and those who don't even believe in anything, and they try to make a mockery of the gospel, or they try to persecute the Christians. Fear God. I've told them about how God ruled in the affairs of men, even among those kings that don't even know God, but God still judges them, and God will judge them at his time. And suddenly they may be cut down, like Belshazzar, the king in Babylon, or like Nebuchadnezzar was brought down to the grass, eating grass like an animal. Or King Herod was eaten by worms because they did not fear the God of heaven, whose people they were persecuting. Now, we believers also have got to fear God in our own way. And that is what the scripture is saying here. And I want to talk a little about that. In Psalm 34, like I read, he said, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no one to them that fear him. And he told us, how do we fear God? This is how to fear God. He said, come, you children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? If you love life and you want to see good in life, he said, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue peace. And that is how we are to begin to fear God. What does that tell us? It's telling us to take the word of God very seriously. We believers must take the word of God very seriously. In fact, the scripture said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That is very important for us to remember. Because when people become so familiar with Christ, it's very easy for too much familiarity to begin to bring contempt, because the proverb of some wise men say, too much familiarity bringeth contempt, and we want to be careful about that. That is, don't be too familiar with the Lord Jesus Christ that you begin to despise or disrespect his word. His word is what we judge mankind, and we are all going to be standing at the throne of Christ one day to be judged according to how we keep the word of God. And let me bring to you some examples of cases in the Bible of people that God anointed, because we believers at the same time, we were anointed like this man or more than this man, because the Bible specifically said the Lord Jesus Christ is to baptize, and is baptizing all believers with the Holy Ghost. So if you have not been baptized with the Holy Ghost, ask him and he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. So we are anointed specially. In fact, the Bible says we, as that are following Christ, are a peculiar people. We are called out people, chosen nation, a royal priesthood unto God. And that makes us to be special before God. However, we that are anointed like those men anointed in the Bible have to take the word of God very carefully, take it seriously. And that is what I want to point out in this exhortation. Let me go first to the book of Judges, chapter 16. And let's see an example in the Old Testament of a man that was highly anointed by God, and mightily used, and God wanted to use him much more than how much he allowed himself to be used. But how did he feel that he was not easily, was not fully used by God? Was because he did not take the word of God very seriously, and his time was cut short, his lifespan was cut short, and all he could have done for God was reduced because he didn't live long. But it was because he did not take the word of God very seriously. And let's look at this example. It's in Judges chapter 16. I'm talking about Samson. You know the old story. Many of us that are listening, that are Christians already, you have heard the stories of Samson. How God anointed this man. He was a Nazarite unto God from his mother's womb. And when he started using the power of God, he could break down doors and kill thousands with a bare bone. However, I wanted to point out some of the things that Samson began to do. Even though he was powerfully used by God, he had some supernatural power that physical men couldn't arrest him. Hundreds and even thousands of soldiers couldn't arrest him. He was beating down the Philistine army as a single person. You can read the whole story in the book of Judges from chapter 13 and 14 and 15, and chapter 16, where we're going to really zero in to see what I mean by Samson was not taking the word of God very seriously. What does the word of God say? The word of God says Samson was a Nazarite unto God. You know what a Nazarite unto God means? It was to be set apart. Setting people apart for God means holiness. Holiness. And you know that we Christians also are called out people. We are set apart for God. And that is what the scripture says. We have to remember that so that we can keep ourselves holy. Holy, the Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God. So that makes it very important for us to keep ourselves apart from the world. And now when we talk about Samson, how was he not keeping himself apart? After he started fighting the Philistines, he was visiting harlots. What does that? Was that keeping himself apart from the world? Was that holiness? There was an example here in the Bible in about Judges chapter 14 and 15. That the Bible said, Samson went and visited an harlot in chapter 16, verse 1. Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there an harlot, and went in unto her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city. So you see, what was Samson doing visiting harlots? Was that called to be holiness? It was becoming unholy. However, he has not lost his Nazarite rite, because the Nazarite rite is not attached to those things. Even though he was sinning, but that was still reducing his effectiveness. But what we are pointing out is this: he was not taking the word of God very carefully, because it was in the law not to practice those type of things, not to do all those type of things. He should have just gone married and stay with his marriage, not in adultery, not in fornication, that he was doing visiting harlots. Now, take the word of God very seriously in this our generation. It is a commandment. It is an instruction that I'm passing back to all of you, to all of us that are listening here, that let us fear God. As believers, take the scriptures very seriously. You may say, well, we are not falling into all those blatant sins. Yes, we don't. When we are born again, we are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Those type of sins should not even be mentioned in our midst. However, the Bible says, you also put away all this: anger, wrath, filthy communication out of your mouth. You see, when all the Bible mentions all those things, they are also the word of God. And they are also for us to take those instructions very seriously. He said, put away anger, put away wrath, put away filthy communication, lie not one to another. All of those simple things, they are not like fornication or adultery or murder or committing stealing and thieves, but they are just as important. Or the literature, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 5, where he said, forgive and ye shall be forgiven. They are also the word of God, that we must let our heart be open to forgive one another, as the Bible said. Very important. If you find that you are finding it difficult to forgive your brother or your sister, Ask God to touch your heart, because the word of God must be taken very seriously. Or when the Bible said, if they slap you on one cheek, turn the other also. You look like, oh, that is just exaggerated. Lord God wants you to take, tremble at his word, is what the Bible said. And I will read some other Bible verses in a moment. So what are we talking about? Samson began to play around with sin. Yes, he has this supernatural power God didn't take away from him, but he started playing around with sin. He visited harlots. And then later, he went in onto a woman that will finally destroy him. And that was Delilah, who was a part of the enemy. But it was still the same thing. He was playing and toying with the word of God. And let's see another example where Samson started toying with this Delilah. Toying with the with his power. In Daniel chapter in Judges chapter 16. We read here in verse 4. And it came to pass afterward that Samson loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Now, the valley of Sorek was in the among the Philistines, the enemy of Samson. But he was invisible. Nobody could conquer him. If he was behaving as if nobody could conquer him. And he went and fell in love with this woman among the Philistines. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. So Delilah was ready to sell Samson to them, because she was not in love with that Samson. Love could always been known to be one-sided. Samson was in love with her, but she was not in love with Samson. But she played along until she got what she wanted to get. She wanted the money. So she got the Samson to tell her what is the secret of Samson's power. And she started pestering Samson over and over. Now, this is where I'm pointing out to you, is this. Take the word of God very seriously, especially we believers, that God is working with us. God is not going to send down an angel to hold us by the throat. He said, my spirit shall not always strive with men. So remember that. So when you are toying with sin, remember God's spirit will not always strive with you. He will only remind you a still, small, gentle voice that says, this is not the way to go. And if you take heed, you will escape trouble. And Samson, over and over again, will have heard those still, small voices warning him not to do this. And he kept on toying with this Delilah. And Delilah said, now, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lies. Maybe she was first saying it gently, in a romantic way, and Samson was buying it, and Samson also was playing along. But that is what I'm saying. Don't toy with sin. Was it right for Samson to be telling anybody where the secret of his strength lies? It was not right. Why was she playing with it in the first place? You may say, well, he didn't realize the woman meant business. Well, you don't even play with fire in the first place. That's what I'm pointing out. We Christians also don't play with sin. We have had cases where people in the universities, ladies that have read in the scriptures what the Bible said they shouldn't do, and they say, well, we prayed and God said it's okay for us to do it. Will God change his word? God does not change his word. And that is very important. Don't play, don't toy with sin. Don't try to accept yourself from that Bible verse and say, oh, the Bible verse does not apply to us today. That is dangerous, brother. That is dangerous, sister. Don't begin to say this Bible verse does not apply to us in this generation. It's only for the generations of Apostle Paul. And I've seen many preachers that have pointed out to some exhortation like that and say it's only applicable to the generation of Apostle Paul. No, sir. If the scripture says, let us take it very seriously. Anything, without me pointing out to some examples, but if I begin to point to examples, you may begin to excuse yourself and say, well, this is right. The Bible doesn't say we should do it in this generation. But take the word of God very seriously. It is very important because of these cases we are bringing to your hearing. Samson started toying with Delilah when he should have known better, that don't even toy with sin. And he went and told in verse 7, he said, Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. You know what? Delilah tried it and fell and found that Samson has just mocked her. And in verse 10, Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, where wilt thou mightest be bound? And he said unto her, he was still playing and toying with Delilah the second time. If they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. You may look like this is just a joke, but that woman, the devil was behind it all. And Samson couldn't see between the lines. And that is what we are trying to point out. Every tiny bit of temptation that the devil is throwing at you, it may be coming to you through some friends or some relatives or some co-workers, but they are temptations anyway, or peer pressures anyway, trying to pull you gradually into sin. And don't think those co-workers or your friends or your relatives, those are not the enemies. The enemy is the invisible devil, satanic spirit, that is instigating them to tempt you, to bring you into their camp. Are you going to let them drown you into the destruction like they drown Samson? The ball is in your court. It is you that we have to fight your way out of the grip of the devil. The Bible said, deliver thyself, O daughter of Zion. You are to deliver yourself. God is not going to send an angel down to hold you by the throat. No, no, no. He has given you his word. It is for you to stand on your guard. And that's why we are saying, to we that are believers, fear the Lord, ye saints. For there is no one to them that fear him. But we have to take the word of God very seriously. Take an example of Adam and Eve. The devil came through the serpent and began to beguile Eve and changing the word of God little by little, and say, well, God didn't really mean that. You guys will not really die. God simply meant this way. And when you begin to listen to reason, you're going to disobey God. Throw away every reason and say, if God said it, that is good enough for me and I'm standing by it. Take the word of God very seriously. You know the whole story of Adam and Eve, how they fell and dragged the old man race into the mud, into destruction, into death and sicknesses and affliction and hell until the Messiah came. But the Bible is saying, deliver yourself, O daughter of Zion. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. That is the warning God is giving to us in our own generation. So let us take the word of God very carefully. Because you see, Samson was toying with sin until Delilah became adamant. Delilah tried the new ropes that it still failed. And in verse 13, Delilah said unto Samson, either though thou hast mocked me and told me lies, tell me where thou might be bound. And he said, if thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web. And she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, the Philistines are upon thee. And Samson took everything away still. Now, over and over, the Bible said, she started pressuring Samson. And she said unto him, how can thou say I love thee when thy heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. It came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart. Now, you know the old story. What happened to Samson? The enemy took out his eyes immediately. They took his power off from him. They took his eyes out so that he won't bother them anymore. That was what the devil wanted to do to you, young man, young woman. The devil wanted to destroy you. The Bible said, the Lord Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Don't think those temptations to drink a little alcohol come to our party. And you say, well, no, Christian, we don't do that. They say, well, don't be isolationist. And very soon you feel ashamed and you are trying to join them. Don't. The Bible said, keep yourself away from the ungodly. Keep yourself away from the sin. Touch not the unclean, and I will accept you. That is what the Lord said. That is, don't let the devil trick you back into that which you are forsaking, the ungodliness, the iniquity, and the sins. Let's take the word of God very seriously. Deliver yourself, O daughter of Zion. Keep yourself pure, is what the Bible says. And that is what we are passing to one another today, that keep yourself pure. And another example, we know the story of Samson, how little by little he got trapped. Now let me give you another example why we have to take the word of God very seriously. In the life of David the king, we see another story here in 2 Samuel chapter 24. We see this because this is a special case, really. That is, what happened in this story was that David the king just did not remember to search the scriptures carefully before he ventured into this offense. This was not the major offense that you knew about David. This was when David numbered the people. He went and made a census, what we will call census in this generation. David did against, which was contrary to the law of Moses that God has given to them, that they are not to count the people until they have made a sacrifice. If they have to count people at all, God didn't want them to be counting head counts of this nation. But even if they are going to count, Moses wrote them an evidence that they have to first make a peace offering with God. But whatever happened, the Bible said in chapter 2 Samuel chapter 24 that again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go, number Israel and Judah. So David conducted a census, but somehow he did not do the normal thing he should have done. Why? He perhaps did not remember to search the scriptures, to search the books. So how should we do this if we have to do it at all? Even his soldiers, his officers, they argue with him that why do we want to do this? But he argued with them that he wanted it done. In the end, they went and did the census, counting the head count of the nation. And then the wrath of God came upon them. So what was the sin here? It was simply because he did not take the word of God very seriously. That is, he didn't go back to search the scriptures to make sure that he found how to do this thing. That is one of the reasons why the Bible is expecting us to search the scriptures. He said, study to show yourself approved unto God. And when you study to show yourself approved, when you see it in the Bible, take it seriously. Don't give excuses. Don't try to exception. Don't try to give yourself exception from what the Lord says. Don't try to say, this is not for your generation, this is for the other generation. Like some people are saying in this generation, when they say a woman should not wear that which is pertaining unto men, they say, well, that is in those days. Now the women are wearing pants like men. You can't distinguish them from men in most of the other cases. Or when they say, Apostle Paul said that women's adorning should be the inward adorning, not of the plating of hair. They say, well, does not mean that we shouldn't put eyelashes. And you see some Christian women putting eyelashes. You can't even see the difference between them and the unbelievers. Let us take the word of God very seriously and search the scriptures and see that we are in good standing with our Lord and our God. That is one of the things we have to take care of. David, he started numbering the people without taking the word of God seriously. But the Bible said, it is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. David found out in the end. Because after he has done this, verse 10 of 2 Samuel chapter 24 said, and David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Because God sent a prophet to David to say, choose which of the three things I should do against you. And David said, well, verse 14, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. God said, you have done something, you've got to be punished. What should I do for you against you? So the prophet came to David and said, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land, or will thou flee 3 months before thy enemies while they pursue thee, or that there be 3 days of pestilence in thy land? He said, now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David said, let us fall into the hands of God. So God said, okay, you wanted 3 days of pestilence. And when the 3 days of pestilence attacked this nation, thousands and thousands of people were destroyed in 3 days. You see what I'm talking about? Let us take the word of God very seriously. Let us take the word of God very seriously. Because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Let me read some Bible verses to you that we solidify what I'm saying, so that we may take heed to the word of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. I will just read these Bible verses. The Bible said here in chapter 12, verse 28. Let us take the word of God very seriously. Let us take the word of God very seriously. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, here is what the scripture says. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. That's what we are talking to you today. Let we believers have a godly fear of God. For our God is a consuming fire. And I read again Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. To 31. Here he said, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God, and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Verse 31 is important. He says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So let's remember that it is very fearful to fall into the hands of the living God, but his mercy is everlasting. His mercy endures forever. But we are to deliver ourselves. Daughter of Zion, you are told to deliver yourself. That is, take the word of God very seriously. With fear and trembling, work out your own salvation. It's what the scripture tells us. And this is what God says, and he promises that he has given to those who will tremble at his word. In Isaiah chapter 66. And that's where we round up. And I want you to take this word, the word of God, very seriously, because our God is a consuming fire. His mercy is everlasting. His mercy endures forever. However, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no one to them that fear him. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2 says, for all those things has my hand made, and all those things have been, said the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. God wants you and me to tremble at his word, so that he will be having respect for you also. And in verse 5, he said, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. You see, again, God wants you to tremble at his word. God wants you to tremble at his word. And that is for you and for me. We all that are believers must tremble at the word of God. That is, take the word of God very seriously. When the word is pointing to our iniquity, our misbehavior, we should tremble and repent immediately, so that the Lord God can bless us. He said, your brethren that hated you and cast you out for my name's sake, saying, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. So God wants you and me to tremble at his word. And that is very important, because in the end of the world, he said in verse 24 and verse 22, say, for as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make, said the Lord, shall remain before me, said the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, said the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrence unto all men. That is, at the end, after all things are over, those that refuse to obey God will be put in the lake of fire, and there will be a tourist attraction for we that are saved to go there regularly to go see those who have transgressed against God, because they will be there forever. Maybe they will be in a glassed enclosure where people can pass by that are just watched, that are just having a tourist attraction. Tourism will be there to just go see them that are burning in the lake of fire. That's what the scripture just said there. But we that want to escape that wrath of God, we need to walk tenderly, carefully with God, even at this time. Say, tremble at the word of God. Say, we that are trembling at the word of God, those are the people that God said they are having respect from God. And this is the word to you, brother and sister, that listen to me. Fear the Lord. Psalm 34 again. Let me round up that. Fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no one to them that fear him. And I pray right now, I want to pray for you. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening, that you put your fear, the godly fear, into the heart of those believers and all of us that are believing thee already, so that we can walk closely with thee, obeying your word, not taking the word of God carelessly, not taking the word of God casually, but to tremble at the word and to take it very seriously, so that we can walk in newness of life, because we are called a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the Holy Ghost touch everyone that are listening, and let them repent from sin and take the word of God very seriously from today. And if you that is listening to me, you have not been born again, ask Jesus into your heart today. Just say, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior, and I want to follow you from today. Touch me, Lord Jesus Christ, and save my soul. And he will touch you and he will save your soul. And from today, get your Bible and begin to read. And then write to us. We shall send you some more literature that will be edifying to you. And if you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution. You write that one word, gospeldistribution.org. www.gospeldistribution.org. From there, you can send us email to the webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. Jesus loves you and God bless you. Take the word of God very seriously. Fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no one to them that fear him. God bless you.